Yeah, exactly my point. I mean, with all of that controversy and back and forth, who knows what you're actually getting out of it. So, you know, I think most people are going to stay away from that pretty far. So, anyway, I hope it all can get worked out and that dam can get opened back up and alleviate the problem for people like you upstream and everywhere else. So we'll be hoping for a little respite in the weather and maybe some luck to the people that are trying to turn the wrenches.
Yeah, it will get resolved. You know, within a week or two, it'll be resolved. I have some fears as well, the basis of which they're not suitable for this medium, but hopefully they will not pan out, you know. Hopefully that they're able to be mitigated, or the information I have is incorrect. You know, that would be catastrophic for the city of Sheboygan. I mean, it's not all of the landmass that would be affected. As a matter of fact, it's a very small section of landmass. But all the people, all the businesses and all the residences along the Sheboygan River upstream, you know, as a matter of fact, the whole chain all the way back to Crooked Lake, you know, if there was a catastrophic failure there and that dam went away or crumbled or whatever, that would be a definite long-term mitigation project, and then not to mention the immediate, you know, tsunami type of effect along the river from the lock side of the dam all the way down to the big lake. Now, that's not that big of an area, and it wouldn't spread that far outside of the banks of the river, several hundred feet to several hundred yards, but that's a lot of and a lot of businesses. You know, and you knew it was serious when the ferry, when the Boyce Blank ferry, paid the Coast Guard to break the ice so they could take the ferry out of there and go dock it at the island. That's when I started paying attention.